Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We didn't even make it 2 weeks, and this music's playing again.
Dude, it's not. It feels like it's not the end of the world, man. It's not.
It does feel like it today.
Yeah, it's not. And you might be right. You know what? I'll back off of the Saquon would have not made the first down. I don't think he would have, but I like friends of mine are saying that he would 100% made it. So I'll back off.
It was an obvious first.
I don't think it was. I really don't. Especially when you're taught in that situation to not give up the first. I don't think he would have made it, but still I'll leave it alone.
Momentum was taking him past the defenders. He was pounding.
Let's not miss the larger point. He didn't catch the ball. The clock stopped and it gave the Falcons 1:46 to go down the field. All right. So there's a lot to dissect here from this loss last night. 215-592-9494. Ross Tucker joins us in about 10 minutes here. But before we get back to your phone call, something we picked up on last time. Remember, there was a time last year after one of the losses here where we found out Sirianni didn't address the team. The players did it themselves, which was a little puzzling to us. And sounds like we might be there again. Reed Blankenship, let's hear him last night after the game talking about postgame.
What did they tell you guys in the locker room after that?
Honestly, I mean, just keep our head and help out. Jalen led everything. No coach said a word. It's a player-led team at the end of the day, and we know that what we did was detrimental to us. You know, we made mistakes, offense and defense, but it's going to take everybody.
What was Jalen's message?
Pick your head up. I mean, this is football, you know, and we just got to be better at doing the little stuff, the little details right. You know, we can't make mistakes, so...
So Reed Blankenship said that Jalen led everything in the locker room, not Sirianni. Sirianni didn't address the team. Can we hear from Jalen after the game on you know, kind of what Reed's talking about there?
I heard that the players were the ones that broke down everybody tonight, and the coaches didn't talk. Why do you think it was important for players to speak in terms of tonight after the loss?
Just in the moment.
You've been in locker rooms. I haven't been one since high school. How rare is it for the head coach not to talk to the team?
Again, I don't know the whole situation, the scenario, but it's like I can't recall any time where there's been a lot. Like, he hasn't spoken. He might say something real quick. I don't have a problem with Coach Sirianni not speaking to the team, especially if it's something that they want to talk about. Or somebody might have said that, hey, coach, let me get this one. Or something like that. I don't read that much into it. I know Coach said, like, it's going to be interesting to see what happens next week. Because right now, it feels like folks' seats is getting a little warm. They're getting a little warm. Not warm. Warm. Getting a little warm.
Warm?
Warm.
People
getting a little testy about questions that are being asked. People asking, hold up. Why the coach ain't breaking down the squad? Like, he mad at them. Don't be mad at the play. Well, you can't be mad at them. Yes, you can, because some of them did actually.
You realize it took one point loss for this team to completely eat itself alive.
It's a house of cards, man.
It's not eating itself alive. I refuse to believe that.
This is exactly the stuff that we heard from last year. They're not together.
Can I read you a Josh Sweat quote from last night?
I don't feel like this is going to help me out at all.
Josh Sweat on the Eagles pass rush. Let me just read it. All right, quote.
Do I have to listen?
I'm not letting you put your head in the sand on this, all right? Quote, I don't know. We're not on the same page, man. We got to be together. Ain't on the same page. That's all I can say. We're just not rushing together. You know what I want?
Quote from this year.
Can we have a little justice for Hassan Reddick? Oh, it was all Hassan Reddick's fault. He was selfish. I'll take a selfish pass rusher over these guys.
Wait a minute, why are you looking at me like I was the
You weren't fishing for apologies from us last night. We won one from you, buddy.
Wait a minute, why?
Because you told us Bryce Huff was better. He sucks.
I think he can play. I still think Bryce Huff can play.
He can't.
In what sport?
He like, that film is not a fluke. I just don't understand. I do understand. It's different. Like, it's a different animal when you're playing every down. It's different. He hasn't adjusted yet. He needs to take some adjustment pills. I don't know. Doesn't like, help that I'm blind.
Dude, I need some adjustment pills trying to watch this defense.
I watched these guys, man, for the last 2 weeks. And I think back on when, you know, and I'm being petty. I'm not going to lie. It's some pettiness to some of the things that I think about. But you remember when guys talk about the media, we bad people and – you know, we always hating on folks and all this other stuff. Dog, if you played better, we wouldn't have that much to talk about. I'm not saying nobody's names, but I mean you can insert name here as you please.
Go ahead.
Like cats need to stop worrying about what we talking about, and maybe you need to work on your game. Maybe, as a former player. Maybe you should turn just one time, not the other people, but the football player. Turn the radio off and get your ass on the treadmill and do a little extra so that when the game is getting tight that you're not tired. Like, do that. Maybe you should watch film on pass rushers that have the similar body type that you have and learn how to rush the passer. Maybe you should do that. Maybe instead of worrying about what's being said about you or air quotes being hated on, go work on your game and be better. Like, help. Like, listen, just because practice is over at whatever time it's over don't mean you got to leave the building, especially if you feel like work isn't done. Hell, that you as a defensive unit giving up damn near 400 yards on the ground in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and guess what you got coming next week? Or where you going to? Another cat that's watching film. He watched that game last night and said, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to the Pro Bowl this year, Alvin Kamara. Bounce back game, licking his chops. Because he know y'all soft up front. Y'all ain't getting off blocks. Oh, they looking at, they doing it. Oh, yeah, okay. Hey, come on, Eagles. Come on downtown. Come on to New Orleans. Ooh, it's going to be hot. It's going to be warm. Y'all ain't used to that. Ooh, yeah, we can't wait to see y'all. You know, my coach say, y'all running around like that, y'all got a steering wheel in your back. Oh, y'all got getting drove all around the field. You got steering wheels in your back.
Yeah, it looks like that, unfortunately. Andy in Deptford. What's up, Andy?
Fellas, we live. We hot. Before I get to the players, I just want to get something that's kind of annoyed me a little bit. Not as much as the outcome of the game, but I know I'm in the minority with this soundbite. But like Jason Kelce with the whole chest bumps pregame, the velour suit with the Italian flag. He's not even Italian. I mean, like, drinking before he's on national TV.
That is not confirmed.
Leave Kelce alone.
That is not confirmed that he was drinking.
Wait a minute. Could you imagine if that was Dawkins, Trotter, Randall, McNabb, any other Eagle, the fans would be on them like white on rice. Oh, what's this guy doing? Can he act professional? What's he doing with a chest pump with fans? Like, I'm just saying, why does Kelce always get such a pass around here?
I don't think any of those guys would get ripped for that.
I think it'd be surprising because that's not Brian Dawkins' character, right? This is who Jason Kelce is.
I love the Eagles. They're allowed to do whatever they want.
I will say, Andy, let me say this, Andy. I hear you. I hear what you're saying, Andy, but I will say this. He's on brand.
Yeah, right. Like, this is who ESPN hired him to be Jason Kelce.
That is what his job at ESPN is, to party and chest bump people.
Like, Andy, listen. I hear what you're saying. He's on brand, though. Like, and you know what was funny? Before the game, we all speculated. Well, it was some speculation. I'm not going to say we all. It was some speculation on whether or not he did have some adult beverages.
Because he was the dancing?
Because he was doing all the dancing. He's not. I do not. That has not been confirmed. Now, he was throwing out drinks. He was definitely doing that. But I did not one time see him take alcohol to lips. I did not see that.
The Eagles Gronk at this point. Like,
yeah,
just go
I did
to
not
party
see that.
That's exactly it. Yeah,
I did not see
it.
That. I didn't. But I hear you. Because that, like, because I know what Andy's talking
ESPN
about.
ESPN signed up for this.
Yeah, I mean, and they know who they got.
It's not bad. It's just who he is. Yeah. Like, they signed up for the, I think Kyle made a good comparison, like the Eagles version of Gronk.
Yeah,
like, right?
And he's allowed to cut loose. Like, everything about Jason Kelce to me is genuine. The fact that he was on national television with his taco meat hanging out of his chest with gold chains on. I mean, and I just laughed because I'm like, he's on brand. Like, if he was anybody, like, I would have more of a problem with Jason if he was buttoned up and looked like those other guys on set, because that's not who he is.
It is pretty wild he goes from one to the other, because it's like, you know, wild Jason dancing, throwing beers, and then he's in the game, and yes, he's breaking down Cam Jurgens' film. Like, he just goes from one to the other. Look, I have a lot of issues from last night, a lot. I can't spend any time today getting annoyed about Jason Kelce. I got the head coach, the quarterback throws a pick at the end of the game, the defense stinks. I got a lot of issues here.
And Andy, to your point, it would look awkward if Dalk did that.
Right, because that's not who.
It would look awkward if Donovan did
that. They're not like that all the time.
Because that's not who. Because then, like, that's where the judgment comes. But every time I've seen Kelce, Kelce has been that person. So I'm not mad at him for that.
Yeah, he's on brand. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Dude, Joe Kyle, what's up?
What's up, man?
Man, we lost to a statue last night. And the defensive line lost this game. Our defense lost this game. And the doofus coaching decisions by Coach Sirianni lost this game. And I don't really want to hear nothing about Jalen today, because Jalen played a good game besides that last drive. I don't know why he tried to force that. And he was pretty much double covered with the safety over the top. He was watching him the whole time. And we lost this game on the first drive of the game. Why is Sirianni going for it on fourth down like the game's on the line or something? Bro, take the 3 points and stop trying to put your team in a predicament, because Atlanta hung around the whole game. And
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Huff needs to, he has to go. This guy, to me, he's not going to pan out to be anything, and we got to face a lot of veteran quarterbacks this year. If we don't have any pass
rush,
where? It's going to
wait
be
a minute,
long
Terrence.
Season.
Terrence, wait a minute.
Where's he going?
Terrence, where we going to put him? Where he going? Like, seriously, where he going?
He has to go somewhere right now.
I have an idea. Ready? I got a trade idea.
I'm more ever
the Jets take Bryce Huff. We take back Hassan Reddick. Who says no?
That's what I want. I'm more than ever back on bringing Reddick back. I'm more ever on that right now.
I think it's more on the coach, man.
But Vic Fangio is supposed to be good.
No, he's supposed to be, so he needs to figure out how to get him going.
How many coaches, again, that we have to, before these players are these players?
Okay, I was being facetious when I said that, Joe, because you was kind of backing me into a corner. But still, but seriously, Bryce Huff had 11 sacks last. You need to figure out how to get him going. That's on a coach, in my opinion. Need to figure out how to get him going.
Well, they better. They better start this week because they're going up against an offense that is darn good. All right, let's go to our next guest. Yeah, you know what it's time for, Hugh? A little football guy talk. Ross Tucker joining us. The Ross Report. You can check it out every day. Ross talking about the Eagles on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. Ross, how you doing today?
I've been better, to be honest with you. I will say that helped. The little Taylor Swift intro always helps a little bit. It just, no matter what song it is, it just makes me smile, which I like. It makes me smile for various reasons, but I needed that because last night was a major, major bummer.
It was. All right, Ross, there's a lot of things to attack here. Let's start with Nick Sirianni's decision-making on field goals versus aggressiveness versus, you know, conservativeness. So first quarter, they go for the fourth down. They don't get it. Then we fast forward less than 2 minutes to go. No timeouts for Atlanta. They chose to throw the ball. Obviously, Saquon dropped it, which was unfortunate because he was open there. What did you make of those decisions? Because those really are pressure points after what happened last night.
For sure. And so here's what I would tell you guys. Number one, I didn't really like either one of them, okay? And that's not in hindsight. Fourth and four is no joke, and I think you kick the field goal and you take the lead in the game. And then late in the game, the issue I had is it's third and three. You have arguably the best O-line in the league. You have a quarterback that is a power runner who got them their first touchdown by basically breaking tackles and running through guys. And you have a running back that's very powerful as well. I think you do it's like anything else, right? There's a cost-benefit analysis. The benefit of you throwing it and you complete it, okay, that's nice. But Jalen could have thrown a bad ball, you know, and Saquon obviously dropped it. If you run it, you know for sure that the clock keeps running. And by the way, there's still a pretty good chance, in my opinion, that you get the first down or you at least get to like within a yard and then you can do the tush push. So I didn't like either. Now, let me say this to you, because you guys know I spend a lot of time around the Eagles organization now with the preseason games and stuff. They probably have, and I've had other teams tell me this, they probably have the best analytics department in the NFL. And so every decision, this is not like Sirianni's just sitting there going with his gut, okay? They have all of the data regarding scoring a touchdown to take a lead early versus a field goal. They have all the data like, okay, if Jake Elliott kicks a field goal, that's fine, but then the Falcons get the ball at the 30. If they go for it, maybe there's a 50% they get it, 50% they don't. But even if they don't get it, then the Falcons have the ball at like the 5-yard line. And if you get a 3-and-out, you're going to get the ball back in their field position and probably at least get a field goal anyway. So I understand both of their decisions. I disliked both vehemently. I think fourth and four or more especially, you kick the field goal. I think late in the game, with that offensive line, that quarterback, that running back, I think you run the ball. Now, nobody's talking about, what was it, two other fourth downs that they went for and got? Didn't Jalen run for one? The other one was Goddard?
Yep.
Okay, so no one's talking about that. So let's remember that, too. All we do the next day is we just crush them for the two they didn't get. They went for two others. I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and remember the situations. Were those both where it'd be like, yeah, you definitely go for it? I don't recall. One, I remember thinking, yeah, you go for it. The other one, I thought, ooh, I'm a little surprised they're going for this. But then he threw it to Goddard, and they got it. So that's how it goes with the Eagles. They're always going to err on the side of being the aggressor.
So, Ross, I'm curious, both with the Eagles and then your work around the league when you talk to coaches before games, because I don't know the answer to this. I believe in pushing the envelope. I like the analytics part and follow the numbers. But I do wonder how much teams look at, okay, this spot of the field, this situation, we go for it versus the situation. And what I'll bring up from last night is the 4th and 4 first quarter. You don't have A.J. Brown. So whatever the numbers say, you're at a disadvantage compared to what your normal team is. And then the fourth quarter, Kirk Cousins, without timeouts, those 40 seconds matter. He's off an Achilles, Ross. He has to run. Otherwise, you're wasting time in between plays. Like, last night, I felt like the situation should have been more important than whatever the numbers say.
Well, so I absolutely love that comment, Joe. And therein lies the most interesting aspect of analytics, right? So they have all of this data from years and years and years, right? And every decision they make is based on win probability and or the expected points added by going for it versus kicking the field goal or running it versus whatever. And I'm a fan of data. I'm a fan in life of using data to make decisions. However, that model does not have that A.J. Brown is not playing in the game. That model doesn't take into account what you just said about Cousins. Or does the model mention the fact that the Eagles haven't gotten a pass rush in 2 games? Because I think that's a factor. Hey, you know what? Maybe it does. And maybe that's why they threw the ball. You know what I mean? Like, maybe the model does take that into account. And maybe they were worried about having to defend Cousins in a 2-minute situation. But I think, Joe, I don't even think you realize how good of a question that was. And that's what I talk to these guys about all the time, because they're constantly tweaking their models. But how do you tweak it for not having your best offensive player? Because how many times did the O-line give Hurts like 6 seconds and he still couldn't find anybody? It was getting very frustrating, especially earlier in the game.
It was. Ross Tucker joining us here. Ross, let's talk about the defense. You mentioned the pass rush. It has been non-existent for 2 weeks here. How concerned are you with what we've seen so far?
Yeah, very, very. So, and here's the thing about playing in the front seven, and Hugh knows this. I can live with a group that rushes the passer well but isn't great against the run. I'll put the extra safety in. I'll do some things schematically to stop the run. I can also live with a group that's really good against the run, but struggles to get pressure. You know why? That's fine. I'll bring some pressure. Okay. We can't have both. We can't have a situation where they can't stop the run or rush the passer. You cannot have both. I'll say this too, watching some cut-ups of the game today that people have been posting. I love Zach Bond, okay, and I love what he did against the Packers, but that Falcons offensive line, I thought that it was a really dumb game plan. I would have run the ball every play if I were the Falcons. The Eagles could not stop them. They were chopping down our linebackers, in particular Zach Bond. Like, here's the thing. He's never really played off the ball inside linebacker before. He's never had guys like Lindstrom cutting him down. You need to be an athletic second-level linebacker and be able to defeat. He got this guy, Brandon Thorne, he's like an offensive line guru. He posted a clip 5 times. Chris Lindstrom, the right guard for the Falcons, is cutting down Bond, which is why there's a huge hole, and it looks like Bijan's running. A lot of that's Bond. So we talk about D-line, but a lot of that, first of all, the D-lineman can't let Lindstrom get up on the second level. But then also Bond, like, he's going to cut you. He did it the first 3 times, the first 4 times. But that's what happens when you have a guy playing off the ball linebacker that's probably never even taken on a cut block before.
So, Ross, like, as far as his defensive line is concerned, because, you know, we're in it now. I mean, it ain't a whole lot of options out there. Like, how can we fix, from your purview, how can we fix this defensive line and mainly this pass rush?
Well, so what I would say was somewhat encouraging was in the second half, Milton Williams beat Lindstrom clean for a sack. Jalen Carter beat Lindstrom clean for a nice pressure after that guy had owned them in the first half. That was where the one-on-one was. they were sliding left and they were having the right guard, their best player, one-on-one with our D tackle. Mm-hmm. Our D tackles knew it and they still weren't winning. That's the guy that has to win. And quite frankly, in particular, Jalen Carter has to be better than he was last night. They took him in the top 10. He has a potential to be a dominant player. There were too many one-on-one situations, Hugh, where he didn't even get a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
Lindstrom's an awesome player, but so is Carter, and he needs to play like it. The other thing is, when they're sliding left like that, then they're kind of sliding to sweat too, right? So then the other edge guy, Bryce Huff, they need more from him. And I think those guys were worn out because they were really, if we're being honest, they were getting their you-know-what kicked in the run game. And I think they were worn out. And then a lot of the passes were off play action. And then Huff's getting, I mean, every time the Falcons wanted to run right and get the corner, they were getting the corner. Huff couldn't set the edge either. At this point, Huff should probably just come in obvious passing downs. I think I'd rather have BG and Nolan Smith setting the edge and just let Huff rush the passer like he did with the Jets.
Mm.
Ross, good stuff. We appreciate it. Last one quickly, Ross. The Saints, Sunday. How real is this? I didn't expect much before the season started. Now they've put up 91 points in two games. What are you seeing from them?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we got to go by what we're seeing. They have a new OC. He's from the Shanahan tree. He is awesome. I had them as a bottom five O-line. They're playing much better than that. They've got a terrific deep threat in Shahid. Olave is silky smooth. Kamara looks like he's found the fountain of youth. There are not many games over the last couple years, guys, where I have picked the Eagles to lose the game. I'm guessing tomorrow morning on the morning show, the camera will pin me down, but I'm definitely leaning that way. That's for sure.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one after what we've seen from the defense the first 2 weeks. Ross, we appreciate it. We'll catch up next week and enjoy week three. Thank you, Ross.
All right, see you guys.
There he goes. Ross Tucker there.
It blows my mind, and he's right, because they were sucking wind. How are you tired like that the second game of the season? I understand it was a tough
one. Week number two. Were that tired in week two?
Didn't you say we won the possession battle?
By 11 minutes. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Hugh, you asked a question. I think you might have your own answer. How do you fix the D-line? How do you fix it? Is there any fix to the D-line? We'll hit that next. Your phone call is Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.